Look, ideally we would like to win games comfortably, but at international level I think you've got to earn the right to play initially, and we watched a little bit on this team already, and you know, they press well, they work hard, so you've got to earn that right to play. Ideally you want to be winning comfortably, but it's not always the case, and we've got a good group of lads in there. We've got a group of lads who are together who I know for 90 minutes, whether it's going good or bad, that we'll be in the game and we'll help each other. And it's all about getting 3 points at the end of the day, and we'll be wanting to do that tomorrow.
Well, I shouldn't really be talking about this with him here beside me, but first of all, he's an excellent footballer. He's been playing excellently now for Everton for quite some considerable time. I think that if you're asking to go from one team where you know the players every single day to step into a system here that essentially is probably, it can't be exactly the same as you're having at club level, so he has to make a few adjustments. His natural tendency is to get forward and attack, and it's great. Sometimes that is not happening at international level for one way or another. They might have different system of play. So he's had to do all that adjusting, as have had all the other players as well too. So this idea you're stepping in, even though we've been together now for a couple of years, players, for instance, I'll just generalise here, might have a certain position to pick up and set pieces at club level and find out that they're in a different position here. So of course you have to concentrate on it. But if you're asking what Seamus has taken up the mantle of captaincy as if he was born to it. He's naturally, he's a quiet enough lad in many aspects, but he's been terrific on the pitch. But he was terrific on the pitch anyway, even before he took the captaincy. You could still hear him. So it was, I thought it was a natural progression. And the two captains that I've had at international level have been, obviously, Robbie when he's been available, John when he's playing. And the chances are, at this minute, and this is absolutely no disrespect to John being a few years older than Seamus. Seamus is hopefully going to be around a wee bit longer than John in that sense. But he's earned the right. And when he took the captaincy in France, he was brilliant.
Oh, look, I've got Instagram and that. It's not that I'm not into it. I think the article today was more about younger players that I feel that they can get lost before they've even made it in the game, in terms of like getting caught up and following what other people do, in terms of, as I said, the wash bag was like tongue-in-cheek statement, but I mean if you see someone else with it you might feel the need. But as I said, you have to do your job on the pitch, you have to train well, and all that stuff, you know, isn't really important. But unfortunately I think some young players nowadays find that side of it is quite important. But I'm not against Instagram or wash bags or anything like that.